Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just before the show started, as members of Congress were getting ready to assemble, and Ella, if you'll need to hit the button here, head into the Capitol and then find their seats, we visited with Mike Quigley. Mike is the Democrat from the 5th Congressional District. And I had a chance to just ask him a few questions about how he sees this day, what his role will be, and so forth. This is part of that conversation.
I got to tell you, the insurrection was almost a fitting way for this presidency to end. It couldn't go out peacefully with dignity and so forth. It's just crazy.
This certainly is a departure from tradition. Do you think it's wise that the president, because it has been such a divisive presidency and such a disruptive last 2 weeks, is it maybe better that Donald Trump is not there today, or should he be there today?
I think it's really important for the president to send a message. And look, I get how bad this was. I was in the room, one of the rooms where this all happened. I think no matter what, you have to be there. It really hurts to lose an election. I lost my first one, and it was inconsequential compared to this. But, you know, it's not a question of whether you like or even respect the person who beat you. You respect the system, and you send a message. And, you know, if anything, you are the first educator to young people of our country, sending the message how to accept defeat, how to do this with dignity, and how important the process is more important than any one of us.
I suppose the message, though, that he's sending is that he doesn't believe he lost. He certainly has said that all along. He's acknowledged that there's a new administration, but not because he was beaten fairly. I wonder how much of a challenge that's going to be for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris to lead a country, you know, where a percentage of the people believe that.
I think part of it is even worse. I think part of the violence stemmed from that. The President of the United States told them that the election had been stolen, right? This wasn't a legitimate administration coming in. And they felt, well, that that's the case, then it's okay to overturn this because it's not legitimate. I saw the hatred and anger in their eyes. I don't know that that dissipates unless and until President Trump says something, but that's just not in him. His trait, it's what, Shakespearean, right? The thing that somehow, the trait that helps certain people succeed is the one that brings them down, this extraordinary narcissism.
So what's the challenge for the next Congress then? How optimistic are you? How big is the work ahead of you?
It's hard to imagine it could be more daunting. I was looking at the list of things that need to be done in the bigger picture. And foreign policy, I've been a member of the Intelligence Committee for 6 years now. I just wrote re-engagement. Well, when I thought about it more, you know, that re-engagement is not just with our allies and the rest of the world. It's with each other that we remind them and ourselves who we really are and what we're trying to do. I firmly believe that foreign aid, foreign policy, trade, these are good things. This isn't a world where you can isolate. I don't think it ever was. If the lead up to the Second World War didn't teach us that, nothing will. You know, we're silly if we think that we're not interconnected. We have to build alliances. You know, I'm hearing the first day today that the president intends to end the Muslim ban. He intends to bring us back to the Paris Accord. Our allies aren't perfect. None of these treaties are, but simply isolating ourselves doesn't work. And back to what we're trying to do in this country, those in Congress need to recognize, and honestly, our constituencies do too. Compromise isn't a bad word. It's an angry country, but in the end, we're facing a pandemic that's created an economic downturn. Long-term climate change will be our greatest challenge and can have the greatest negative impact on us. It's getting almost no press, but we're the victims of the greatest cyber attack in our history, which will have potentially profound impact on our economy and our safety. It's incumbent upon everyone to recognize what those challenges are. I guess a final point I'll say on it is, when I talk to high school classes and they ask me, what should we read to understand what's going on? I don't give them a history book. I don't give them a political science book. I give them To Kill a Mockingbird. Sounds so corny, but perhaps that's what we need now. You know, what did Atticus Finch say? He really, to understand the other person, you got to walk around in their skin for a while. Clearly, as you know, we're living in our own bubbles, and we're not doing anything like that. So the burden is on the incoming president, but I think equally it's incumbent upon all of us to remind ourselves of that. Every inauguration is, in Lincoln's words, something of a new birth of freedom. We have to take that opportunity now.
One last thing, Congressman, before you go. Do you like the idea of an additional, speaking of the nuts and bolts, though, of our lives, $1,400 stimulus? Is that going to happen?
I think there's going to be another package. Exactly what's in there, I'm not sure. I'm fighting for individual aid for restaurants and our fitness centers, which are really in peril. I can't tell you that I know there'll be another $1,400. There will be another package. I guess to follow what I just said, if I were to say, well, it has to be in there, I won't vote for it, it isn't going to be particularly constructive.
Mike Quigley, Congressman from 5th Congressional District.